Inu's sixth dimension, where impossible is merely a word. A short, animated fantasy. Picture this, the energy that only children's play can produce in summer. Dogs deliberately walking humans, and serious attention being given to manicured lawns. At first glance, we might assume 7-year-old Eddie is sitting on the top step of a Cincinnati porch, waiting to join friends on their way to the nearby park. His sneakers are tied, and his play clothes are accessorized by his tousled red hair, sun-kissed freckles, and sunglasses. However, Eddie just sits and listens. If we could see behind the glasses, we would be drawn into eyes filled with a sorrow no child should ever have to bear. Eddie is overwhelmed by memories and feelings left over from 2 summers ago when he was a vibrant, happy part of the picture. He remembers playing catch with his dad, swimming in the lake with friends, flying kites and picnics in the park with mom and dad and fried chicken. But 2 Octobers ago, Eddie contracted an infection that permanently stole his eyesight. He's not only physically challenged, he is also emotionally vulnerable and lonely. He not only lost his vision, he also lost his playmates, who don't know how to be his friends now. When bullies tease him about what he can't do, he finds safety in silence. He is withdrawn. He is stuck between his no longer and his not yet. Eddie, an only child and grandchild, his dad, his hero, his best friend and cheerleaders in the Marines and often overseas. His mother, his grandparents, his special school, and his church family are committed to create a safe, loving place for Eddie to grieve and to grow through the losses. However, Eddie's loving support system is wounded as well. Eddie tries to be brave, but he's not lived long enough to know that kind of strength. He is losing battles to his emotional and physical demons. When not withdrawn, he has unexpected and disruptive anger tantrums. Late one night, Eddie tightly embraces a photo of his dad and, obviously struggling with a nightmare, screams. A cosmic anomaly occurs, and Inu, an extraterrestrial from a new universe, silently appears through a wall in Eddie's bedroom. He's a pleasant and mystical presence who has been assigned by the galaxy gods to rescue and support children on planet Earth who have no control over the pain and suffering in their lives. Inu observes Eddie wildly tossing and turning with tears rolling down his cheeks and onto his PJs. Inu slowly and gently waves his hand above Eddie's body. Eddie's breathing slows, and a vapor hologram rises from his heart. The hologram unfolds the mystery of Eddie's nightmares. Above his little body, a montage unfolds. Inu first sees Eddie and his dad happily playing catch in the backyard. They run to each other and happily embrace. Inu watches his dad evaporate from his little arms. Next, Inu sees 2 older boys repeatedly running up close to the porch, picking fun at Eddie and loudly singing 3 Blind Mice. Lastly, Eddie sees a group of children laughing and playing games together as Eddie stands alone and ignored. Inu now better understands Eddie's demons. He gently levitates Eddie in a dream state and transports him to the sixth dimension, where impossible is merely a word. The sixth dimension is wonderfully optimistic. Children of all ages, shapes, abilities, and colors happily play together. Language is no barrier. Loneliness does not exist. In the middle of the sixth dimension is a huge area called Adventure Habitat. It looks like the biggest digital and electronic amusement park ever. Inside, Inu flits and flirts and plays with the children. He shift shapes as necessary to become whatever a child might need to overcome a problem. He magically creates inviting and exciting game simulations tailored to teach and test each child's growth in his or her area of need. He can be in many places at once. He is more than amazing. It is in his dreamlike state that Eddie enters Adventure Habitat. He sees what appears to be a batting cage. He hears his dad's voice and runs straight toward it and into his dad's open, loving arms. They play catch and Eddie memorizes every second until he falls exhausted. His dad evaporates. Next, Eddie finds himself alone in an unfamiliar open field. He notices he can feel the sun on the right side of his face. He can hear sounds of people talking in the same direction and not far away. He turns to the right and almost trips over a large stick. He picks it up and begins to use it like a cane, like he was learning to do in school. The voices get louder. He's no longer alone. He freezes. He hears two loud and mean teasing voices of older boys coming clearly. He stands up, straight and stubborn with a stick in his hand. His expression is one of ready to do battle. The boys continue to run right past him, and their painful words fade in the distance. He lies down, grass exhausted. Stirring again, Eddie hears music from what seems to be a stage in front of him. A more confident Eddie, using enhanced skills, moves toward the stage. Seats out front are filled with children Eddie's age. Eddie finds his way up the steps, bumps into and picks up what turns out to be a guitar, just like his dad's at home. He plays off key and badly, a song his dad used to play to him. The children cheer. Eddie plays more out of tune music. The children happily cheer more. Eddie continues to play urgently with great enthusiasm until he falls back into a dream state. Now remember, impossible is merely a word in the sixth dimension. Eddie will never know that it was Enu who shift-shaped into his father's essence and permanently etched assurance in Eddie's heart that he would never be alone, no matter what. Eddie will never know that it was Enu who played the bullies when Eddie began to say yes to the power within him and to know that his blindness didn't have to limit who he was created to be. Finally, Eddie will never know that it was Enu who played the part of the children who celebrated and befriended him, teaching him that friendship is not about what you can do, it's about who you are. At a perfect time, Enu transported a stronger, happy, and hopeful Eddie home. The next day, Eddie asks his mother to walk with him to the park. While sitting on a bench, a stray ball rolls over his foot. He feels for, finds, and picks it up, stands up straight and smiling, holds on to his hand and waits for a friend to come. Later in his room, Eddie is sitting in front of his voice-activated computer, just laughing. The sound coming out of his computer, his PC, is surreal. On the screen, invisible to Eddie, is a mystical presence and three big letters dancing about by what looks like sparklers. They spell E-N-U.